From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexio reporting. Tensions rise around the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Protesters near the Lion's Gate to Jerusalem's Old City on Tuesday night. It comes as tensions are rising between Israel and the Muslim world over metal detectors Israel installed at a Jerusalem shrine revered by Muslims and Jews. Security forces had to use stun grenades to disperse the crowd protesting against the Israeli security measures at the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Earlier Monday, the UN envoy for the Middle East peace process urged a quick resolution of the crisis around the area known as the Temple Mount, where things can get worse. In West Virginia on Monday night, President Trump delivering a speech to the National Boy Scout Jamboree after spending the early part of the day in Washington pushing for the Senate, especially the Republicans, to take action to fix the nation's health care system. He told the Boy Scouts in West Virginia he could use some more loyalty. Some 40,000 scouts and leaders and volunteers turned out to see the president. New technology allows...
Boy Scout values are American values, and great Boy Scouts become great, great Americans. As the Scout law says, a Scout is trustworthy, loyal. We could use some more loyalty, I will tell you that.
Well, we did have that soundbite after all. Some 40,000 scouts and leaders and volunteers turned out to see the president. I'm Philip Alexio in Washington. You're listening to VOA News. Well, new technology allows scientists working on new vaccines to combat infectious diseases to test their product's effectiveness on a model immune system in a laboratory without putting the upgraded vaccine into humans. Researchers have begun building model immune systems using human cells, and this lab technique should make more or early vaccine trials quicker and safer and cheaper, according to the United States and Britain involved in the novel approach. A truck driver suspected in a smuggling operation that left 10 people dead has been charged in Texas with illegally transporting immigrants. 60-year-old James Bradley Jr. from Florida could face life in prison or the death penalty. Bradley was arrested in San Antonio Sunday after police recovered 8 bodies in the back of his broiling tractor trailer in a Walmart parking lot. 2 more victims later died. Many are in the hospital in critical condition after suffering from heat stroke and exhaustion. Mexican Consul General Reina Torres-Mendoval is the Mexican Consul General in San Antonio.
We have been able to identify after the interviews that we have been conducting yesterday, all day and today, that there are several Mexicans in grave condition. Some others are just dehydrated.
Authorities say they fear the death toll could rise from what were dozens of people crammed into the sweltering tractor trailer. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte urging his critics in the State of the Union address not to trivialize his drug war by muddling his anti-drug campaign with demands for human rights. The controversial leader has made the drug war a central theme of his administration and began his address at the House of Representatives in Manila, emphasizing what he said is his unrelenting fight on drugs.
I will not allow the ruin of the youth, the disintegration of families, and the retrogression of communities forced by criminals whose greed for money is as insatiable as it is devoid of moral purpose.
Duterte said despite the international and local pressures, the fight will not stop. President Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner denied Monday that he or anyone else with the Trump campaign had any improper contacts with Russia before or after the 2016 election.
Let me be very clear. I did not collude with Russia, nor do I know of anyone else in the campaign who did so.
Kushner was speaking at the White House on Monday after answering questions in a closed-door meeting with Senate Intelligence Committee members. Well, the worst-ever outbreak of dengue fever in Sri Lanka has killed nearly 300 people, with the number of cases rising rapidly. Sri Lanka's health ministry reports that the number of dengue infections has climbed above 103,000 since the start of 2017. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.